33-27. Here's a drive and a runner over Williams. His shot is no good. Rebound out of bounds. And it's
going to the manager.
It'll go to Wisconsin. Six-point lead for the Washington Huskies. Washington receiving votes in the AP Top 25. Not ranked this season. They have won four straight games. The Badgers have dropped three games in a row. Here's Williams. Right block. Williams working, pivoting, throwing to Leitzinger. Extra pass corner to Myers. She'll drive in and kick out. Caught by Leitzinger. Now it's chased down by McCray to Sarah Williams at the Big Ten logo. As the shot clock is winding down, her jumper is short, but a foul.
Husky foul number 32, Tyra Eke. Second foul, second team.
So that'll put Sarah Williams at the free throw line. Trying to get to double figures, yeah? That's foul called against Eke. That is team foul number two now against Washington. Eke got her. So here comes Sarah Williams looking for her 14th game this season in double figure scoring. And that free throw's in. Up to nine now for Williams. Also looking for her 11th double-double this season. She's got six rebounds. Next one's in. So there is 10 for Williams. Nice bounce back game so far for Sarah. Williams, double figures for the Badgers. Here's Sellers down low. Trying to drive around Sarah Williams, went in a circle, and Williams swats it out of bounds.
Last touch by the Badgers. Husky possession.
Another block here for Sarah Williams. Sellers was on the baseline, just tried to dribble in a big circle and tried to take it right back on Sarah Williams, and Williams was having none of it. Swats it out of bounds. Fourth block of the game. Inbounds pass, an easy path to the basket, and it's up and in for Ladine. 35-29, Washington on top by six. Good defensive game for the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Sarah Williams. Four blocks tonight. Here's Tess Myers for the Badgers. Front court on the right. Leaves it off for Leitzinger. Return pass to Myers. Swings it over to the left side. It's Porter. Porter with it. Screen. Williams, left side of the court. Ronnie, left baseline. Ronnie attacking, kicking. Right corner three. Myers, it's in the air. It's no good. Rebound off the hands of Porter and collected by the Huskies. They're running with it now. And there is Steins knocking over Leitzinger down low, being called for the offensive Husky foul.
Second foul, 13th foul.
By the way, the four blocks from Sarah Williams has tied her season high. Steins with the offensive foul for Washington. It was Leitzinger absorbing the contact outside the restricted arc. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. And that is the third team foul now against Washington early on here in the third quarter with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third. Allie Douglas going to come into the game now for Carter McCray. Wisconsin. 35-29 Washington. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Porter. Hip high dribble into the front court for the Badgers. A 5'4" junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Porter spins it over to Spasovsky. Here's a three at the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound collected in the lane by Daniels. Finds Sellers. Sellers downhill, straight down the middle of the lane. Tries a wraparound bounce pass, knocked out of bounds by the Badgers. Trying to get it to Eke. It'll be Washington basketball. Xavier Sellers has 10 points, one of three Huskies in double-figure scoring tonight. Sellers throws it in from the baseline. Now Ladine has it. Bounces to Eke. Rolling to the cup, and it's up and in with the left hand over Williams. Eke, the senior from Madrid, Spain, scores about 6.5 points per game, puts the Huskies on top by eight. Largest lead of the game now for Washington, 37-29. Here's Williams, running it all the way to the rim and finishing from the left side with the right hand. Williams with 12, it's a 6-point Badgers deficit. Other side, easy lay-in, finding spaces. Eke around the rim, no one was around her in transition. Layup good, 39-31. Once again, largest lead of the game now for Washington. It's at eight. 6:25 to play in the third quarter. Tess Myers, left arc. There's a whistle as Spasovsky's on the floor, and so is Briggs of Washington. And an offensive foul, I believe, called against Spasovsky.
And that is team foul number one.
39-31 Washington. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID, 10 for illegal ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Offensive foul against Spasovsky. Washington basketball. Eke catches. Deep block right over McCray. It's good. All of a sudden, Eke has picked up her game here in the quarter. Whistle on the other side and a timeout by Wisconsin. Largest lead of the game by Washington. Huskies lead the Badgers 41-31. And a timeout taken by head coach Marissa Mosley and the Badgers. Back after this break. 6 minutes to go in the third. 41-31 Washington. This is Badger basketball.
Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. This from Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins, providing painting and decorating expertise since 1999. Call 920-772-4500.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms,
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
John Audius with you as the Badgers trail Washington by 10. Largest lead of the game now for the Washington Huskies. Badgers are on the road, part of this two-game road trip in the Pacific Northwest. They lost on Saturday to Oregon, their third straight Big Ten loss, and now trying to break that, facing a Huskies team that has won four in a row. And Washington is off to a 10-6 advantage in the quarter scoring. They're 5-7 from the floor. That's 71% in this third quarter. For Washington, the Badgers are 1-4 from the floor. That's 25% shooting. 12 points from Sarah Williams. She leads Wisconsin in scoring with 6 rebounds, but it's been Tyra Eke in the third quarter for Washington. She has 6 points on 3-of-3 shooting, and the Huskies have their largest lead of this game. Eke, a total of 8 points on 4-of-7 shooting with 4 rebounds overall tonight. A senior, a transfer from Eastern Michigan. Great defensive player. 1.9 blocks per game. She's 5th in the Big Ten in blocks per game, but her offense is getting it done. Here's a tip ball on a pass by Douglas, and it's stolen by the Huskies. Daniels dribbles into the front court for Washington, up by 10. 5:44 and counting to go in the third quarter. Briggs has it outside left. Briggs working on Douglas, dribbling to the baseline, bringing it back out. Still has it and gives it up to Ladine, who finds Sellers high right side. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Ladine on the right wing to Sellers. Tries to bounce inside. Douglas comes away with the steal. Well, she turned it over, and then she got the steal back for Wisconsin. Ronnie Porter swings it off to the left side. Now on the arc, it's caught by Cron. Lily Cron hasn't gotten going offensively for the Badgers. Now about a step back three, and it's in for Cron. Cron drills the triple for the Badgers. 41-34, Washington leading by 7. Huskies ball. Here's Ladine outside right. Ladine defended tightly by Cron. Here's a long two hoisted up. That's no good. Ball is loose. Sellers has it outside the arc. And hits the three. Xavia Sellers for three, and Washington back on top by 10. Here is Hallie Douglas over to Cron on the left side. Cron driving baseline, throws to the corner near side. Here's Leitzinger trying to back down Briggs, brings it back out with the dribble. Badgers will reset with a pass to Porter. 4:28 to play third quarter. Washington 44, Wisconsin 34. Here's Ronnie at the free throw line. Throws to the near side corner. Cron, how about another three? That one draws air, and it bounces out of bounds. And we've got a timeout on the floor with 4:17 to play in the third quarter. It's Washington 44, Wisconsin 34. Back after this break, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, tonight's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, that's spelled R-O-E-H-L. I'm John Audius, as the Badgers are in Seattle, Washington tonight. And they trail the Washington Huskies by 10. It's 44-34 in the third quarter. Washington, five of their last six they've made from the floor. And they lead Wisconsin scoring in the third, 13-9. Badgers had a first quarter lead here tonight by six after they ended the quarter on a 7-0 run. So actually scored the first 4 points of the quarter too. So two runs there in that first quarter. But it's been all Washington since then. They've outscored Wisconsin 33-17 since the Badgers had that first quarter lead. Wisconsin, a 1-3 record in the Big Ten. There has been one final tonight in Big Ten basketball. Just two games. The other game before this one, part of a Big Ten women's basketball doubleheader on a Tuesday night. And it was top-ranked and undefeated UCLA remaining unbeaten, 5-0 now in the Big Ten after an 83-49 rout of Purdue. 44-34 at Alaska Airlines Arena for the Badgers and the Huskies. Washington basketball. Here's Ladine working her way into the lane. Flips it back out. It's caught by Sellers. And check it, that was Brown, not Ladine. Now this is Ladine, top of the key. Williams picks her up defensively. Deflects a pass. It's loose. And Williams has the steal. Hands off to Porter. Here comes Porter front court. Finds Cron. Scoops it back to Porter. Now Douglas fires inside. Caught by Williams. It's good. And a foul. Sarah Williams to the free throw line for an and one opportunity. Just what Wisconsin needed. They're all Big Ten player Sarah Williams to get going. And Williams has a three-point play opportunity coming up. Foul was called against Brown. That is team foul number four against Washington. 14 points tonight for Williams with a season-high four blocks. Free throws in, 15 now for Williams. Washington leading the basketball, 3:38 to play third quarter. It's 44-37, Huskies. Sellers right wing, working around Crown, bouncing inside and leaning into that layup was Daniels. Delia Daniels, about 11 points per game. Coming off a double-double at Illinois with 16 and 12. Lays it up and in. She's got 13 and 8 tonight. Leitzinger, right corner. Fires a pass to Cron. Cron cradles it. Cron inside Williams, goes down low. Brings it back out with the pass to Porter. Now Ronnie fighting her way through traffic. And the runner is up and in for Porter. Porter drops it through. 46-39 Washington. 2:49 to go in third quarter. Here's Sellers. Left of the lane. Short jumper is missed. Ball deflected off the backboard and it's grabbed by Porter. Porter pushing. Front court. Finds Leitzinger. How about a three? Natalie Leitzinger splashes it from the right side. Leitzinger makes it 46-42. A four-point Huskies lead and a timeout by Washington. Wisconsin's on a tear. And the Badgers now trail it by four. Big third quarter now for Wisconsin. 5 of 9 shooting. 56%. Washington is 7 of 11, though, from the field this quarter. 46-42. Let's see if I can get this run calculated here. The 8-10-2 run by Wisconsin. And now they're right back in it. Wisconsin has hit 5 of their last 7 from the floor. .226 to play. Third quarter. Washington basketball following the timeout. It's Ledeen, pull up left elbow, hits off the left side of the rim, no good. Eke over the back with the rebound, missed it, got it back again, and the layup is up and in. Eke was relentless on the offensive glass that time. 48-42 Washington. Williams tries to put it up in the paint. No, Douglas tries to throw it back off a defender. She's flying out of bounds. It's grabbed by the Huskies. Fast break. Driving in, layup Daniels. It was down to 4. It's up to 8 now. Washington 50, Wisconsin 42. A minute 40 to play in the third. Triple team Sarah Williams. Now trying to fight out of it. Passes it out to Leitzinger on the left arc. Leitzinger dribbles in. Kicks it back out. Back to Nat, outside left. Fires it over to Douglas. Drops it off for Porter between the circles. Shot clock's at 5. Here's Ronnie dancing with the basketball. Porter down to 2. She'll drive in, flip up a shot right before the shot clock buzzer. No. Rebound Williams. Easy lay-in for Sarah Williams. 50-44. A minute 10 to play in the third quarter. Washington lead in the basketball. 17 points now for Sarah Williams with 7 rebounds. Washington ball. Ledeen. Find Sellers, back to Ledeen, flips it back to Sellers. Ledeen and Sellers playing catch out there. Ledeen has it right side, step back three is in. Step back three by Ledeen and she drills it, and now just like that, Washington leads it 53-44. 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. Douglas, top of the arc, one dribble over to Leitzinger, return pass to Halley. Back over to Nat again, left side of the court. Leitzinger trying to dribble out of there, finds Douglas. Shot clock's at 8, skip pass, deflected out of bounds, intended for Cron. It'll stay with Wisconsin. It's Ledeen who has some Band-Aid, maybe some stitches over her right eye. She suffered an injury in the first quarter. Just bloodied as she ran into Carter McCray on a screen. 53-44 Washington, 7 on the shot clock for the Badgers. Douglas catches the inbounds, hands off to Cron. Cron trying to get her shot away. She does, right side. It's up. It's no good. Rebound fought for. Ripped down by Sellers. 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Up ahead. Layup in. Layup by Ladeen is up and in. 5 seconds to go in the third. Porter, front court. Porter left of the lane all the way to the rim. Tries the shot, no good. Buzzer sounds. And we're done with three quarters in Seattle, Washington. No call there as Porter's being helped up by her teammates. And after three quarters, it's Washington 55, Wisconsin 44. We'll head to the final 10 minutes of this one from Seattle, Washington next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
News from the Center, WRCE.
55-44, Washington on top of the Badgers after three quarters. John Audius with you. It's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. And this one comes courtesy of the Badgers' leading scorer tonight, Sarah Williams. Now Douglas fires inside, caught by Williams. It's good, and a foul. Sarah Williams to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. And she would convert Williams 17 points tonight for the Badgers in a perfect 5 of 5. From the free throw line. She scored 9 points that last quarter, including that and one. 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting for Williams as she's trying to push closer to a double-double tonight as well. She needs 3 rebounds for that. Williams, after a night to forget against Oregon, having an all-around solid Sarah Williams type of game with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and a season-high 4 blocks, season-high tying 4 blocks for Williams. After that, for the Badgers, it's Natalie Leitzinger, who's been pretty good for Wisconsin. Leitzinger had a team-high 12 points against the Oregon Ducks last time out. And she's got 8 points on 2 of 4 shooting, including a perfect 2 of 2 from outside the arc. Washington 2-1 in the Big Ten. Wisconsin comes in with a 1-3 record. There are 4 Big Ten teams winless below the Badgers in the standings: Penn State, Rutgers, Northwestern, and Purdue. Remember, the top 15 teams will make the Big Ten tournament, so you can't be in that bottom, those bottom positions to make the tourney. 55-44, Washington leading at Alaska Airlines Arena. Here's Ladeen to start the fourth quarter. Wisconsin has trailed by as many as 14 points in the game. Right now it's at 11. Huskies, Ladeen, a screen. Has it, free throw line, brings it back out with the dribble. She'll hoist a three. It rattles off, no good. And the rebound is picked up by Williams. Wisconsin down by double figures. Here's Leitzinger bouncing inside to McCray. McCray working down low on Eke. Flips it over to Williams. Here's a jumper mid-range on the right, no good. Eke collects the rebound, her 8th of the game. In transition, Washington with the lead in the basketball. Ladeen catches right corner, threes up, and the three is in.
3 points. Hannah Spines with the assist.
58-44. Other side, the Badgers put it in with a jumper by Porter. Quick transition all the way down the court, beating everyone is Steins, and the layup good. That was very quick transition off the Badgers miss. Off the Badgers make, rather. 60-46. This match is the largest lead of the game for Washington. 8.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And a screen by Williams. It's Porter. Drops it off, mid post left. Williams kick it back out to Ronnie. Porter bounce it back inside. Here's Williams, down, low block left, missed the shot, fell to the floor, ball's loose on the ground, picked up, and here comes Daniels, front court, throws to her left, Ladeen for three, No good. Offensive rebound, Daniels squirts out of her hands, and McCray has the loose ball. Rebounding to Washington tonight, 40-25. Here's Leitzinger for three, left side. First miss from downtown for Nat. Rebound chased down by McCray, though. Gives it to Porter. Here comes Ronnie and company. 7:48 and counting to go in this game. Porter has it left elbow. Badgers need to make a move. Here's a jumper. 15 feet out by Williams. It's no good. Ball on the baseline, out of bounds. Last touch by Leitzinger.
Now it's for Wisconsin, number four.
Washington off to a 5-2 start in this fourth quarter. And this is the largest lead of the game for the Huskies. It's at 14 points.
Watch the keep. Watch the keep.
7:40 to go.
Watch the
keep, Nat. Huskies ball. It's Ladine and Sellers playing catch again. Ladine has it top of the arc. Screen by Daniels. Ladine picks up her dribble, flips it inside to Daniels, kicks it back out. Ladine around Douglas in the lane. Floater over Williams is short, but a foul called against Williams. That's a good call. A lot of contact there. That's against Sarah Williams. It's the first team foul against Wisconsin, and it'll put Washington at the free throw line trying to add to this lead. Williams got a piece of that, but also knocked Ladine down to the court. This is Ladine wearing number 30 tonight. She usually wears number 24. Free throws up and in. But she ran into Carter McCray earlier in the first quarter of this game and ended up, I believe, with stitches above her right eye. Blood all over. She had to leave the game and get a new jersey. Second one is up and in.
Now in for Wisconsin, number 11, Novana Spasovsky.
Spasovsky comes into the game now for the Badgers. As Ladine makes the free throws to make it 62-46. Largest lead of the game, and now a jump ball as Douglas has it in the backcourt. And help ball, possession arrow to Washington. 16-point Huskies lead. Oh, no, check it. Possession arrow to Wisconsin. 62-46, here's Jimenez around a wedge screen. Has it right of the lane. Now ball loose on the floor as it got knocked free. Sellers picks it up, pushes it up ahead with the pass to the front court. Here's Eke, knocks over Spasovsky, lays it up and in. Everything falling for Washington, and the Huskies have their largest lead of the game. 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Washington 64, Wisconsin 46, an 18-point lead for the Huskies over the Badgers. We'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Six nothing run for the Washington Huskies. John Audius with you. Badgers trail Washington 64-46. It's the largest lead of the game now for the home team. Up by 18 in this quarter, outscoring the Badgers 9-2, 3-5 from the floor. Wisconsin just 1-5 from the field. And in this half, the Badgers are shooting 37%. In the second half, Washington is shooting 64% from the floor. Big difference there. 14-22 for Washington. They've doubled up the number of field goal makes. Wisconsin 7-19. Washington also winning big on the boards, 40-25. Offensive rebounding, too, going to Washington, 16-9. Second chance points, 19 for Washington, 12 for Wisconsin. Plus 7. Meanwhile, taking a look at the leaders on each side, Sarah Williams with 17 points and 8 rebounds, 2 points away from another double-double. That would be her 11th this season. And heating up for Washington has been number 24 wearing number 30. Ella Dean, the 5'11 junior. Ladeen with the team best 20 points. Ladeen scored 5 so far in this quarter, had 9 points in the third quarter for Washington.
Wisconsin ball.
So the Badgers will have it. 6:51 to go in this game, trailing by 18. Cron, catch and shoot left corner 3. Hits off the right side of the rim. It's no good. Rebound. Douglas tries to bounce back out to Cron, and it goes out of bounds. Cron dashed out to her right. Douglas threw it to Cron's left. And just a little bit of a miscommunication there between those two. 64-46 Washington. 6:36 to go in the game. Here's Sellers driving. Throws it left hand to Ladeen for 3. Why not? Ladeen. El Ladeen for 3. Lighting it up in the second half. She's up to 23 points in this game. 15 in the second half. Douglas wide open for 3 on the right for Wisconsin, and she drills it. Douglas delivers a 3. 67-49. Now 9 points for Hallie. 6 minutes to play in this game. It's a season-high scoring for Hallie Douglas. Kicked ball as Douglas then kicks it on the entry pass for Daniels on the left block. Huskies up big now, 67-49. Led by as many as 21. Here's Daniels down low. Almost lost it on the baseline. Finds Ladeen. Gives it back out to Sellers. Sellers splits the defense. A drive. Leaves it off for Eke. Layup good. 20-point Washington lead. 69-49. Wisconsin has been outscored 14-5 now in the fourth quarter. Shades of the second quarter when Washington outscored him by 12. Spasovsky left corner. Finds Williams. Williams down low, has it, bobbled it, picks it up, and that's kind of poked free by Ladeen, picked up by the Badgers. They get it back inside. Williams blocked from behind. 2 players around her. That'll be a Badgers ball.
Number 22, Gracie Gretsch.
Wisconsin still looking for that second score to get to double figures. Down by 20, Spasovsky catch right as the shot clock was winding down, and the shot is no good, and it did not touch the rim.
I'll give the ball back to the Huskies.
About 5 minutes to go in this game. 69-49 Washington. Their largest lead has been 21. Up by 20. Sellers dribbles, free throw line, kick to Ladeen in the corner. High toss inside, Daniels comes down with it, goes right around Gresh and the layup in. Reverse layup in. Largest lead of the game, 22. Badgers quickly push in front court and find Sarah Williams down deep on the right for 2. Back down to 20, 71-51. Williams defending Eke, spinning around, trying a shot, no good. Douglas grabs it for Wisconsin, finds Porter. Here's Ronnie, front court, kicking it off left side. Williams, Gresh into the game, the freshman from Green Bay, Wisconsin. 4:12 to go, fourth quarter. Douglas working baseline, foul as Douglas goes up for the shot. They'll get Daniels.
Husky foul number 14. Second foul. First team foul. Back into your Husky line.
First team foul against Washington. It's called against Alea Daniels.
Number 32, Tyra Eke.
Huskies up by 20.
Howie Douglas at the line with two.
Now Hallie Douglas at the free throw line. Already a season high 9 points for Hallie. Free throw rolls in. Douglas playing in her fifth season at Wisconsin. About 4.5 points per game. 72% at the free throw line. Free throws in. Two at the line. Now a season high 11 points for Hallie Douglas. Second Badger in double figure scoring tonight, but just 4 minutes to go in this one, and Washington leads it 71-53 with the basketball. Huskies to the corner. Daniels, Douglas defends. Daniels takes the left baseline. Stopped by Douglas down low. Throws it off to the right side. Here's a drive and a kick out back to Ladine.
Fire! Fire!
Now Sellers. Three, left side. Sellers drills it. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, a 45% shooter from the three-point arc. Savia Sellers hits her third three-pointer of the game. She's 3 of 5. Hit 5 three-pointers in the win at Illinois last time out for the Huskies. Here's Douglas for three. Right side, no. Rebound being fought for by Williams. Can't grab it. Picked up Washington with about 3 minutes to go. Ladine for three. It's short. And there is Sarah Williams collecting the rebound. 74-53 Washington. 2:58 to go. Williams with 19 points and 9 rebounds. One rebound away from a double-double. Spasovsky has it. Right arc. Ladine knocked it down to the floor. Comes away with it. Foul Spasovsky. As Ladine got bumped down out of bounds on the sideline. There's Ladine, a junior, on Wisconsin freshman Jovana Spasovsky. Freshman from Belgrade, Serbia, and Dean came away with a good defensive play there. I think Ladine's going to have to go back to the bench. They saw a little bit of dried blood on her face. Are they going to make her wipe that up or not? That's the question. I think they will. Ladine then heads to the bench. 23 points for Washington. 74-53 Huskies. 2:42 to go. On the floor for the Badgers, McCray, Douglas, Spasovsky, Gresh, and Jimenez. Williams exits the game for Wisconsin, leading the way with 19 points and 9 rebounds tonight. And also a season high in blocks with 4. Washington has the basketball, about 2.5 minutes to play. Huskies up big, up by 21 points in this game. They've led by 22. Here's Steins. With it, lane line left, bouncing inside, reverse layup comes up short by Gilmer. Offensive rebound, though, as the shot clock sounds. And it'll be Washington ball as a foul is called. Spasovsky will be called for the foul. The reverse layup came up short. The rebound was put up right before the shot clock buzzer by McDonald, who then got the ball back and was fouled and barely beat the shot clock. Coppinger, pull up, mid-range, right side, no. Jimenez rips it down for Wisconsin. 2 minutes to go in this game. Spasovsky catches, right corner, skips it far side, pass deflected out of bounds, looking for Gresh. It'll stay with the Badgers. 74-53, Washington. 21-point lead. And the pass is stolen off the inbounds. Here comes Washington into the front court. Pass to the corner. That was Brown who came away with it. Finds Steins. They go inside. Now it's Steins back out. Brown, corner three. Yep.
From the corner. 77-53.
It's a 24-point Washington lead with 90 seconds to go in this one. Here's Jimenez near the right elbow. Her jumper is no good. McCray trying to grab it. Lost it. Whistle. Stops play. Foul against the Huskies. And that's against Gilmer.
Second team foul.
With time running out for the Badgers, Wisconsin has led for about 9 minutes of this game. Washington has led the rest of the way. Wisconsin had as big as a 6-point lead, and that was after the first quarter, 17-11. And there is Spasovsky with a short jumper in for the Badgers, 77-55. A minute 10 to go. Huskies with it. Here's Brown, long two left side. It rolls off, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Grady. Tessa Grady into the game now for the Badgers. Wisconsin down by 22. Finds Jimenez. Guides it inside. Bisball with the basketball. Spasovsky over to Gresh left side. Here's Gresh left baseline. Gresh backing down. Coppinger kicking out to Bisball. Shot clock to 10 to Grady. Right side three is in. Tessa Grady comes into the game for the Badgers and knocks down the three, but 38 seconds to go in this game. It's 77-58. Washington with it, approaching 30 seconds to go. Driving left baseline. Steins with the jump pass off to the right. Here's a three try. It's no good by Gilmer. Rebound to Wisconsin. Here's a drive by Jimenez. It's poked free. It's stolen with 10 seconds. Washington the other way. Brown, layup no good. Rebound, and a whistle stops play with about 5 seconds. Rebound by Washington's Brennan McDonald. Spasovsky will be called for a foul. I'm not sure why, but we'll shoot some free throws.
Number 20, Brennan McDonald goes to the foul line. Two shots.
McDonald will have a pair of free throws now. She's 3 of 4 from the free throw line this season. And the first one's in. 78-58. 4.7 seconds to go. Here's the next one by the Huskies. And it's in. 79-58. Badgers will inbound, and this one's going to be done from Seattle, Washington, as Wisconsin drops its fourth straight game. 79-58, the Huskies win it by 21 over the Badgers. And for the first time since 2013, these two teams meeting, it's Washington coming out on top. And the Huskies move to 3-1 in the Big Ten and 12-4 overall. With the loss, Wisconsin is now 10-6 this season and 1-4 in Big Ten play. Well, coming up on the post-game show, we'll run through these final numbers for you. Also hear some plays of the game. And when we come back, we'll hear from the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Postgame show is underway. John Audius with you. Badgers fall to Washington 79-58. Final score. Now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley from Seattle, Washington. You know, coach, one of the points of emphasis was getting Sarah Williams the basketball. 11 of her 19 points in the second half with 9 rebounds as well. Just misses out on the double-double. How'd you see things tonight from the perspective of Sarah Williams?
You know, I thought that we were able to obviously get her going a little bit more, but we, you know, she's got to convert, you know, and shoot a much better percentage than that 7-for-20 shots. And, you know, I think there were some contested ones, some ones inside that she definitely can make. And, you know, but I think we also obviously, you know, it's better than 3 points in 30 minutes the other night, but we've got to continue to have other people contribute as well.
Hallie Douglas, I thought, provided a big spark for your team in that first quarter with the 6-point lead after the first 10 minutes. She scored 6 points in that first quarter, and she finished with a season-high 11 points tonight.
Yeah, I thought she did some good things for us. And obviously, if they're playing off, she was able to knock in some shots. You know, and we need production off the bench, so that was great. But obviously, we didn't get enough production from everybody else, you know, besides Hallie and Sarah tonight.
Yeah. And then just to finally, you know, Washington shoots 56% in the second half and scores 48 points. You know, obviously part of the difference. What was going on from your perspective in the second half?
I think that they really got a ton of easy baskets and transition threes, and then also, I mean, they had 18 offensive rebounds, and they got a lot of second chance points, 21 second chance points. So that's really what happened there.
Okay. Well, thanks for the time, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Marissa Mosley as the Badgers fall on the road to Washington 79-58. We'll take a break, and we will come back next with some stats. Take a look at the team and individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always viewing local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minutes. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
3 points from Brown. She hit a three-pointer. 2 points from McDonald. Both those come at the free throw line. Wisconsin had two players in double figures this evening, led by Sarah Williams, 19 points and 9 rebounds, with a season-high tying 4 blocks for Williams. She was just 7 of 20, though, from the floor. 11 points from Hallie Douglas. That's a new season-high. 4 of 6 for Douglas with 6 rebounds. After that, the Badgers used 8 points from Natalie Leitzinger, hit 2 of 3 from downtown in 29 minutes. Porter goes for 8 points, 4 of 11 from the floor. That's just 2 assists, though, in 34 minutes with 4 rebounds. And that was 4 points for Carter McCray and 4 rebounds in 21 minutes. 3 points for Grady, hit a 3 late. Spasovsky scores 2. Cron hit a 3, 1 of 5 from downtown for Cron in 17 minutes with 3 points. Bisball play did not score. Tess Myers 0 of 4 from the floor in 18 minutes. Myers did not score as well for the Badgers. Did grab 2 rebounds and hand out 1 assist. 79-58. Badgers fall to 1-4 in the Big Ten and 10-6 overall. One more break. We'll come back and listen to some of the highlights of this one. Plus, we'll get to that Big Ten scoreboard coming up next as well. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rails on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Post-game show wrapping up. Two Big Ten women's basketball games tonight. This one at Alaska Airlines Arena. That's where the Badgers are, and they fell to Washington tonight, 79-58. The other game was in West Lafayette, Illinois, and number one UCLA remains unbeaten, 16-0 and 5-0 in the Big Ten after a dominating 83-49 win over Purdue. Boilermakers are now 0-4. In the Big Ten Conference. Before we proceed with some highlights from tonight, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for a legal ID. And you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin now 1-4 this season in the Big Ten. Badgers are 10-6 overall after this evening's loss, but there were some highlights, some bright moments for the Badgers in this one, so let's sit back and take a listen to some of the highlights from tonight's game. The shot is no good. The ball is picked up by McCray underneath the hoop. Badgers get a fresh shot clock. Now a quick jumper. Hallie Douglas delivers again. Douglas with the long jumper near the left elbow this time. Badgers eventually picked it up and scored. Here's Leitzinger left side. How about a long three? And it rolls in. Leitzinger lights it up from downtown. 12-11 Wisconsin, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Leitzinger finds Porter. Screen. Here's a long jumper. Ronnie drills it. Top of the key.